Well, a very good afternoon to you. It's Friday, the 3rd of March, and this is the Community Elements Show. My name's Rob Rowe, and in a moment we'll be having Brian's good news. But first of all, let me tell you what the Community Elements Show, and indeed the station, is all about. What we're about is to engage, equip, enable communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. And doing that means people coming together, working together. It means churches working together. It means councils working with churches, with communities. And that's what largely happens. Only, you know, I think it could happen a lot more, a lot better. And during the Brian's Good News, quite often, Brian and I will have a little look through the news stories afterwards and a little bit of a discussion, a bit of comment about some of the things that are ongoing. These thoughts, many are thoughts, and quite often some news stories will generate other thoughts in our mind, as they do when you're talking about something. It does tend to do that, and these are just simply meant to throw a few ideas and thoughts out there and hopefully get people to thinking, we could do that. We could work together. We could achieve this. And it just takes one person to start something, to start working together. And you never know, things might even snowball. It takes one person with talent, with a love, with passion. And you never know, that could be you. And you could make a huge difference in your community. And you never know where that may lead. And that is what the station is about. It's about encouraging people, enabling people, equipping people, engaging people to actually get out and make a difference in communities. And certainly for us as believers, Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come that they may have life to the full. And what we're about as a station is, in spite of what life throws at us, is making the best of what we have. And in this case, we are taking ideas, thinking about them, bouncing them about a wee bit, and hopefully maybe giving people a few hints and pointers that maybe make a difference in your own lives and in the lives of others. So sit back and listen in to Brian's good news. This week's good news, I think, is very positive, and it's certainly generated some discussion as well, and hopefully it will in your own minds. We'd love it if you get in contact with us, and I'll give you the contact details at the end of Brian's good news. In the studio, we've got Brian. How are you?
I am very good, Rob, thanks.
Good. You've got a big smile on your face today.
Oh, that means because I'm happy.
Good. And so are we.
Good, good.
Right. So you got some good news. So I know you've got about 10 stories. And where have these come from? Evening Express, let me guess.
Each and every one, yes. Yeah. Very good.
Excellent. Off you go.
Excellent. A new Northeast charity is set to offer disabled people guided walks on Scottish hills. The spectacular and inspiring beauty of Scotland's hills is something everyone should experience and enjoy. So, it is great news a charity is being set up in the Northeast to help even more people appreciate our wild countryside. Walkability has the worthy aim of organising guided tours for disabled people, giving them a chance to enjoy a rewarding day out. Let's hope this charity gathers the interest and support it deserves. Anyone interested in learning more about the charity should contact info@walk-ability.co.uk. A charity has launched an appeal for volunteers to help make a lasting difference to the lives of cancer sufferers. Clan Cancer Support issued the rallying call in Peterhead and Fraserburgh, with roles including support volunteers as well as event and fundraising. The charity is hosting two open evenings from Peterhead. After facing her own, knows the difference support can make. Having someone listen to me unconditionally and support me in the way I choose to handle things helped remind me that Linda was still in there. It's a really rewarding volunteering opportunity, and it's great to feel you're making a difference. Clan Fraserburgh will be open on Monday, March 13th, between 4 and 7pm, with Clan Peterhead hosting an open evening on Wednesday, March 15th, from 4 to 7pm. A schoolboy's letter home from a World War I soldier has delivered him a top prize in a national contest. Finlay Waddle, a third-year pupil at Aberdeen Grammar School, has won the secondary category of the competition run by Poppy Scotland. Schoolchildren were encouraged to write a letter home from a perspective of a World War I soldier, describing life in the trenches and their thoughts on war. The exercise gave youngsters the chance to reflect on what life might have been like 100 years ago at the Somme. Finlay's submission was crowned the winner in the secondary category from 1,048 entries from 46 schools across Scotland. A triumphant Finlay received a tablet computer, a Poppy Scotland certificate, and his letter will be printed on a Poppy Scotland learning poster that will be sent to more than 2,000 schools in the country. Finlay said, "I think it is very important to honour those who have fought for our freedom and to support those who still do." A 93-year-old woman today said being healthy and active is the key to a long life. Georgina Gove has been attending the Easy Movers exercise classes at Torrey Sports Centre for the past 3 years. Run by Sports Aberdeen as part of the Active Ageing programme, Georgina is now encouraging others to keep fit. She said, "Get up and do it now. Get out one day a week or two if you can, and get active. Don't sit in front of the TV all day. Go to a fitness class, and I am sure you will enjoy it." A North East charity auction raised a few eyebrows when a bright pink sheep entered the ring. The auction at Thainston Mart in Varuri was held in aid of Clan Cancer Support. The pink sheep was the idea of Wendy Willocks from Clatt, who wanted to ensure her entry caught potential buyers' eyes. Wendy had decided on the particular sale as it was to help Clan after seeing a number of her friends affected by the disease, and she donated the £750 proceeds from the sale of the colourful sheep at Thainston's Christmas sale to the charity. Gemma Powell, Clan Aberdeenshire Area Coordinator, said, "On behalf of Clan, I would like to thank Wendy for her wonderful donation and also for raising awareness of Clan at one of Thainston's largest annual events. We would also like to thank A&M Group for kindly waiving its fee for Wendy's sake, and the auctioneer Colin Slessor, who helped get an excellent price on the day. The ingenious ways people find to raise funds for Clan never ceases to amaze us." The drive to restore our beloved Union Street to its former glory has been given a massive boost, spending more than £4 million on repairing and preserving key buildings on the Granite Mile will make a huge difference. Many of these are beautiful works of architecture, but in dire need of some TLC. The investment by Historic Environment Scotland and the City Council will help put the much-needed sparkle back into some frontages and roofs. More than that, it will also boost jobs, encourage more investment, and help restore a sense of pride in our city centre. Hopefully, many building owners will apply for the grants now available. Let's put the shine back in Union Street. A new nursing position that will improve care for youngsters with complex disabilities has been created thanks to a children's charity. After a major fundraising drive, Jackie Stewart has been employed full-time as a Charley House children's community nurse. Enough cash has been raised to fund the role for the next 3 years. The post will provide families of disabled young people across Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire with better care at home and in hospitals. Miss Stewart said, "My role will be to care for children with complex needs and in need of palliative care in the community. If we can prevent children with complex needs from having to come into hospital unnecessarily, then that's great for families." A popular bakery wants to raise £20,000 to open a centre that will support adults with learning difficulties. The bread maker, based on Aberdeen's Rosemount Viaduct, has found a great recipe for extending a helping hand to others. They already do a fantastic job in training and employing adults with learning difficulties. Now it is showing real vision in wanting to celebrate its 10th anniversary by expanding. The idea of a centre to offer more support by taking its project out into the community is an ambitious one. It will allow the bread maker to make a difference to the lives of more people, not just those attending training courses. While a charitable gesture has given the bakery office space, a key ingredient is still missing: funds to equip it. Let's hope generous people across the northeast can help the bread maker find the dough it needs. To make a donation, visit www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/breadmaker. The National Childbirth Trust has donated leftover items from its nearly new sale to Home Start. The NCT has 3 sales a year to give parents the opportunity to recycle baby and children's clothes, equipment and toys. The aim is to save parents money at an expensive point in their lives. Items like prams and stair gates that are not sold are donated to Home Start. NCT nearly new sales coordinator Claire Gaskin said, "We are delighted to partner with Home Start. Our sellers know their pre-loved items will be put to good use." The next sale is on June 10th at Portlethen Academy. A Northeast police dog who was part of the security detail for the royal family has retired after 9 years. Patch, a 10-year-old Springer Spaniel, became one of the most experienced explosive search dogs in the country. During her 9-year career, Patch worked the length and breadth of the UK and was even deployed during the London 2012 Olympic Games and the 2014 Glasgow Commonwealth Games. Patch successfully completed an initial 8-week course in Glasgow in 2008, which was passed with flying colours. She was regularly called to Royal Deeside to carry out her security duties for members of the royal family, who continue to enjoy their holidays on the Balmoral estate. The highlight of Patch's career was in October 2015, when she met the Queen. It came after Patch was nominated by the Minister and Congregation of Crathy Kirk for her devotion to her regular early morning search within the church. Her handler, PC Steve Warden, said, "I have been very lucky to have been teamed with Patch over the last 9 years. She has been a delight to train, work and live with." Now, if I may add a short text from Psalm 133, verse 1, which says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity."
Excellent, if I may say so, Brian. And I have to say that was an outstanding crop of stories. There's so many that come to mind, which I'm thinking really, really good. I would just love to almost embrace them, almost all of them, because they are just so good. There's the walkability one, which I believe is really great for giving disabled people who would otherwise not be able to get out or have confidence a chance to get out into the hills and enjoy what we can or we would take for granted, because we can just hop in a car or hop on a bus, and they need others to help them. So it's great when...
And they make new friends through doing this.
And they make new friends
through doing this. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. There's also the one of raising money for Clan, the pink sheep.
Oh. Yeah. I was trying to imagine, you know, how I would react if I actually saw that. I would be stunned. But I would be encouraged to contribute.
Yes. Oh, you definitely would be. Then there's the letter for Poppy Scotland.
Yeah. It must be difficult, you know, for a schoolboy to think what it would really be like in the Somme. And but he must have done very, very well to get first prize. And it will have enlivened him with support for soldiers and that. As he says at the end, I think it's very important to honour those who have fought for our freedom and to support those who still do.
Not only them, but also for their families as well.
Very much so.
Because their families are left behind and they don't see them from week to week, not knowing if in fact they'll come back alive.
That must be a very trying experience.
Yeah. Certainly is. And then, several others which also come to mind. The bread maker. That, I think, is a fantastic one. When a local business is actually seeking to give people an opportunity and a chance, even with learning disabilities, again, just to gain experience of employment and, you know, making bread, which I have to say, I love making bread, and I think it's just great. And for them to do that, it's a hats off to them. And I hope that someone does come forward and actually gives the money, not only the space, but the money. I mean, just like they did, a firm came along and actually donated a kitchen to Clan so that they could actually have that Clan Cancer Care, so they could actually open Tempo properly. And they donated the kitchen equipment. So here's hoping and praying that there will be a kind donation so they can have all the equipment that will be needed, from the ovens to the mixing machines to the whatever, that they would have that.
Can I add just a little bit to that? Because it's they do a great work with people. Because I actually know someone who works there at the bread maker, and they have been a great benefit to him and his character. So I would recommend, if anyone does have the money to give towards that, well worth it.
Yeah, because it makes such a difference.
Indeed.
Anyway, as I said, all the stories that you've picked out on a really good. Are there any others that you would pick out of your crop that you believe really deserve extra mention? I'm pretty sure I would agree with everything.
Did we mention the 93-year-old woman?
No, we didn't actually.
No, I thought that. You know, I think, you know, she is going to these movement classes. And she is benefiting. She has she's staying alive because of them. You know, and that is a tremendous encouragement. I hope if I get to that age that I will have the courage to go along to these classes, because they would benefit me.
Yeah, her get up and go has not left her.
Correct. Well, it's a good way of putting it. Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Right, what else before we finish? Is there one more I think we ought to just highlight? I'm actually putting him to the test here. He's having to make an instant decision, listener. So he's sitting here sort of poring over his written scripts which he faithfully puts into a notebook.
Well, I think most of us have got complaints about Union Street, you know, about the way it has deteriorated so much over the years because of all the shopping centres that have opened up.
Yes.
But I think this, you know, this grant for uplifting Union Street, I would encourage the companies to claim for the help to do this, because it will increase the sparkle and will help each of us to feel better when we're in the city centre.
Yes, definitely, because a lot of city centre shops seem to close down, and I think it's sort of business rates as well that are really an issue there, and I think that something could be done with that personally, but that's my own personal viewpoint.
I would agree with you there.
And I think that's why a lot of, you know, not only are people not coming in, there's one thing to the look and the sparkle, but if something is also done about business rates, and especially where organisations like, for example, the bread maker, are coming forward and saying, we want to actually help young people in Aberdeen. Now, surely, if businesses got on board and said, let's think what we can do together to help young people or a particular age group or a particular group of people, surely, if they were doing that, could business rates not be minimised? Because they are putting money in other ways into helping others. I'm sure some businesses would love to help, but if they're being crippled by business rates, then how are they going to be able to do that?
That's very good thinking. I would agree with you entirely there.
But that's my own thinking. But I would encourage businesses to actually think in terms of actually starting things off, take the first step, and then show the council, show the Scottish Government, this is what we're doing, and there's a lot more to putting the sparkle into any city centre street by actually doing something really, like the bread maker, for example. I'll come back to that one because I think that's a good example of something that, it's a very good example of where a business is helping lots of people, and that should be rewarded. And if other businesses went and did the same, particularly some of the huge, whopping great multiplex businesses that you find in every shopping centre, if they went and did the same, and if, for example, if even some of the outdoor, I mean, I'm just talking at the top of my head here, but if some of the outdoor stores actually went and helped walkability, for example, that would help them to take a lot more people out into the hills.
Very true.
So, come on, guys, why not think about that? Why not actually go and do that and actually help people a lot more than you do? It's not just about profits. It's about actually building a community. And then you can put the sparkle back into any city centre. And then there might be even more money to go around, because a lot more people will be better endowed.
Yes, there will be more profit then as well.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just a few little thoughts here from the studio at Gospel for Grampian.
Very good.
Brian, thank you very much for bringing about these thoughts. And actually, listeners, we'd be very interested to have your comments. Your comments about what we've been talking about, because this would help. We're about a community station. It's not just about us spouting forth ideas, but it's about you, the listener, coming forward and telling us what you think. If you agree with some of these ideas, then for goodness sake, contact companies. Say, why don't you do this? Contact your MP saying, why don't you press for lower business rates? Contact other people. Why don't people come together and work? I'm getting my Unity hat on here again, but this is what I believe in, because I believe that when people are working together, you get unity, and then you get actual results, and you get people being engaged, equipped and enabled to live life to the full.
That brings me to the text again.
Yep, off you go. Yes. I was going to ask you to do that anyway.
It's from Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Thank you very much, Brian. That's really good.
Thank you.
And Brian will be back again next week at the same time, just after 4 p.m. And just to let you know, this week we're a little bit thin on the ground with regard to features. It's been a bit like this for the past few weeks or so, but fear not, because next week we're having a Bready special, because we're off to the bread maker to find out not so much about baking bread, the essence of, but more about the work that they're doing with the young recruits who have disabled and learning difficulties and such like. So this is something that Brian raised as one of the good news stories in this particular week's edition, and I thought we'd go round, and next Thursday we're going to be in there and doing a recording about 2 o'clock of the afternoon, and find out more, and perhaps even speak to some of the trainees themselves as well, find out how they're doing and what's actually happening, and who knows, we might even have a little exercise in baking bread. I might even do some baking over the weekend. Yes. Oh, and by the way, Loaf, perhaps you might take the sourdough starter out of the fridge while we're about it. Anyway, yes, enough of that. It's back on to other things, because the following week we've got a transport special. Now, when I say that, we have been in contact this week with MAF, Mission Aviation Fellowship. And if you're listening in yesterday at 7 p.m., you would have heard the first chapter read by Simon Williamson of Hope Has Wings. And Hope Has Wings has been written by Stuart King, who's one of the co-founder of MAF, Mission Aviation, as an organization which flies small planes into very, very remote areas. And you can hear all about the ups and downs for the next 35 weeks or so, in fact. So probably almost taking us fairly well through until November, I think, by the time we finish that. But it's well worth the listen, and that can be heard on Thursdays at 7 and on Sundays at 10 a.m. But as part of our transport special, I shall be speaking with Andy Martin. And Andy Martin is a Scottish coordinator for MAF. I met him a few times before at an Engage conference here in Aberdeen. And he'll be speaking to me and also recording a promo. Now, he's not the only person, because I'm also going to be speaking to folks, Chris Newport from Glory Road Ministries, and also to Howard Drysdale, who's the port chaplain here in Aberdeen. And so that'll be the transport special for the following week. And hopefully we'll get more people on board and do much more, because it's about bringing people together as a community. Now, we've got a few notices, and then we have even more notices, in fact. So it's pens and paper at the ready, and we've got lots of things coming up.
What does it take to live a life of adventure? The truth is that the first step is always the hardest. That's the one that takes the most courage. But finding a simple faith that empowers my life? To me, that's been my greatest. Got questions about life? Try Alpha.
Bear Grylls tried Alpha. Have you? For more information, visit alpha.org.
Glory Road Ministries is a national faith-based ministry manned mostly by Christian truck drivers. They do not ask for funding, but believing that God will provide, and that he has during the life of the Glory Road for the past 11 years, coming up now to 12 years. Glory Road Ministries understand the lives of 500,000 drivers in the UK and the problems and difficulties they can face with finance, health and relationships. They speak to drivers daily and have a 24/7 phone support to help them through the long hours they're on the road. If you want to find out more and how you can help, it's 0777 302 5383, that's 24/7, or you can call the chaplain on 07903 522 012. Glory Road Ministries can be found at www.ongloryroad.com.
All aboard!
Catch the Gospel Blues train with me, Linz Honeyman, on Gospel for Grampian AM for a journey of discovery as we delve into the abundant world of gospel, into the lands of rhythm and blues, soul and gospel. And if you miss the train, you can hear the show again on Fridays at 2 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 p.m. So get on board the Gospel Blues train on Gospel for Grampian Radio, living life to the full.
Now, if you're listening to that and you're thinking, I've heard that Glory Road Ministries promo some time now. Yes, you'd be correct. And actually, Glory Road Ministries is actually celebrating 15 years, not 12 years. They're celebrating 15 years, and I'll be finding out about the last 15 years, as I say, from Chris Newport, who is not only a trucking pastor, but he is also a railway pastor as well. So he has foots in both camps, so it'll be a really good transport special in a fortnight's time. Looking forward to that. Right, time now for some news and what's-ons from the ChristianDiary.com. Now, all day today, it's a World Day of Prayer. Now, if you have a look at ChristianDiary.com, the only location it says it comes from is the Salvation Army Citadel. But before I say where these services were, there was about 10 services, in fact, throughout the day, 10 times opportunities for prayer. What's it all about? The World Day of Prayer is an international ecumenical prayer movement initiated and carried out by Christian women in more than 180 countries and over 1,000 languages. Every year, Christians from many traditions and all ages celebrate a common day of prayer on the first Friday in March. World Day of Prayer services are held around the world, beginning in Tonga and New Zealand in the east and continuing throughout the day to Samoa and Alaska in the west, bringing about the needs of the world and the writing country in particular before Almighty God, knowing that He will hear and answer us as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. God invites us to have a prayer relationship with Himself, and He also expects us to have a concerned relationships with our neighbours throughout the world. Prayer must be accompanied by action as God moves our hearts and directs our thoughts. So, Friday, 3rd of March, there was actually at the Citadel, I was told, a service, a prayer service, about 12:15, and it was hosted by Filipinos, bringing along Filipino traditions and indeed Filipino food as well, and that went really well. So, I'm told by Georgina LaHaye. She's also told me that it wasn't just at the Salvation Army Citadel, but there are other services happening around the city. And at 7 p.m. in Courts at the Kirk Sanctuary on North Deeside Road, it's a prayer service there, and that's happening at 7 p.m. Now, the other prayer services are happening at 7:30 p.m. for the Dyce and Bucksburn area. Is at Stonywood Parish Church, so that's happening there. Also for Cove, Kincorth and Ferry Hill, it's at St Mary's Episcopal Church in Cove. And also happening here in Torrey, at Torrey St Fiddix Aurelia, our local parish church, for this station at 7:30. All these three, those at Bucksburn, at Stonywood Parish Church, Cove Ferry Hill at St Mary's Episcopal Church in Cove, and Torrey St Fiddix, all happening at 7:30. You'll be more than welcome, and do go along. Now, there are other things happening as well. I need to just say that our programme, the Power Hour, we'll actually go and have a little look at the World Day of Prayer in a bit more detail and start praying around some of the issues concerning that. So that's coming up a little bit later on this evening here on Gospel for Grampian from 7 p.m. onwards. Now, at Aberdeen Christian Fellowship tomorrow, there's the Tumeni Sewing Group. And it's meeting on the first Saturday of each month to make hygiene kits that are sent out to orphans in Tanzania. And it's all happening between 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Also happening tomorrow, I need to quickly mention, I gather the Aberdeen North Food Bank is going to be moving from Palmerston Road to King's Community Church. So they're looking for as many people as possible to come along and help move the whole food bank over and help to sort things out for them. So that's actually happening tomorrow. Need to mention that one. There are other things happening as well. Also happening at King's Community Church. My goodness me, they're busy, but this is at 7:30 p.m. and it's a PowerPoint, and it's a Scotland's biggest interceded church youth event to see a generation of young people across the northeast of Scotland living for God, empowering them to connect together. That's happening at 7:30 p.m. Also happening tomorrow is Who Let the Dads Out at Ellen Academy Community Campus, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Every month. It's in the community rooms 4A and 4B, and it's just really an opportunity for, I suppose, dads to be dads and let their hair down with kids. And yes, there's a cup of coffee and looks like a bacon butty as well. You can watch some cartoons. Yes, sometimes it's nice to sit down and watch Tom and Jerry, though I think it's probably not just Tom and Jerry, but I can't help thinking about all the cartoons I used to watch on television, probably about this time of the day as well. Anyway, Who Let the Dads Out is at Ellen Community Centre, it's at the first Saturday of every month, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m, and definitely... It's the Ellen Academy Community Campus, just to be exact. Now, on March the 6th is a Lifestyle Gateway service at City Church. 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at City Church, AB 25 1PN. Lifestyle aims to provide a stepping stone into the church for those facing difficult life situations. The group is attended by a wide variety of people from all sorts of backgrounds. For example, those struggling with addictions, homelessness, or even ex-offenders. So the idea is you just eat together, laugh together, look at the Bible all together, pray together, and, well, just generally get support as well. So just an easygoing type thing, and... well worth going along to if you need that. On the 7th of March, which is a Tuesday, next Tuesday, is the Ark at Deeside Christian Fellowship. It's a community baby, toddler and parent group meeting at the church every Tuesday morning during school term time. Most of the morning spent in free play. Lots of toys to choose from. And children can come along. Another chance for mums and dads, grannies, childminders to get their children's hats on and create an environment where children are happy and stimulated, and parents might even be able to get a chat as well. The snack, song time, and hopefully some tea and coffee for the adults as well, and some nice cakes to go along with it, I shouldn't wonder. Paprika at Aberdeen Christian Fellowship, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mother and Toddlers Group for Hungarian Families, meeting on Tuesday mornings during term time. For further information or to volunteer, please contact Tabita Doxy. Now we're getting a bit musical because we've got music to remember and mainly music as well. Music to remember is at Colts Parish Church, 10:15 to 11:45 a.m. And it's a fortnightly singing group for people with dementia, their families.
carers, friends and all who enjoy singing. And let's look at a bit more information as well about that. Yes, it improves concentration, stimulates memories, and helps families and carers to develop support networks in a fun and supportive environment. Meeting in the Coltskirk Centre, 404 North Deeside Road, AB25 9TD, 10:15 AM to 11:45, including refreshments. If you need to contact anyone, it's Anne Meldrum, 01224 868053. Should have brought along my glasses. Anyway, Hebron Mini Music also happening on the 7th. There's lots of things happening on this particular day. Tuesdays, 1 to 3pm, fun music sessions for families with babies and toddlers, or are welcome to come and try out a session before registering. Now, as you may have heard during some of our promos, there's a single and parenting course which is going on at the moment at Aberdeen Christian Fellowship. And they're providing support, loads of practical advice to help you to understand your kids. You're not alone. There's a weekly topic on DVD, and that's between 7pm and 9pm. Now, I beg your pardon, mainly music is also taking place at Aberdeen Christian Fellowship on March the 9th. And City Church, mainly music on March the 8th. City Church, I better give you the times for that, 9:45 AM to 11 AM, and ACF, mainly music, 10 AM to 12 PM. And on Deeside as well, it's all happening on the 9th as well, mainly music at Deeside Christian Fellowship, 10 AM to 11 AM as well. Oh my goodness me, I think I better draw a line under that. Last thing I think I'll do is to mention street football and also Women and Faith at Abernethy Christian Adventure Centre. Street football is on March the 9th, and it's at Shexley Baptist Church, 6:30 PM to 7:30 PM, and established in partnership with Aberdeen YMCA over 5 years ago as a pioneering youth project for local young people. Street football runs every Thursday night during the school term time, 6:30 PM to 7:30 PM. And I'll just give you where the places for that. That's at Eday Walk, AB15 6LN, for that one. Now, there's this Women and Faith Conference at Abernethy Christian Centre. This is a relaxing weekend. In early spring, women who are aged 16 plus and above, welcome to come and join for a time of relaxation, teaching, worship, and fellowship. And I wonder whether you'll get to do any out of doors stuff as well. Cost is £129. You can also have fellowship and fun in the beautiful Kengorms National Park. I wonder whether they do gorge walks as well, because I tell you what, that is great doing gorge walks. I really enjoyed it when I was there. Anyway, that is all for the moment here from Gospel for Grampian, for our Community Elements Hour, and for our events. Now, if you've been writing all of that down, I know you will have got writer's cramp, so why not get a nice cuppy of tea? I will do likewise, and I'll see you back again for the news at 5 o'clock. Of course, if you're listening to this on Saturday and Sunday at 12 PM, you won't get the news, but the information that we've given is still, well, some of it is relevant, at least anyway. You can go to the North East of Scotland Christian Diary, christiandiary.com, to actually get the full lowdown on what's actually going on across the area. Now, what have we got coming up?